This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, May 12, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. The American Cancer Society is pushing for national health care. Given five-year survival rates for cancer in the United States and in countries with national health care systems, Cato Institute Senior Fellow Mike Tanner asks, why?
The American Cancer Society has decided to launch the largest advertising campaign in the organization's history. But it's not going to be to tell people to get screened for colon or prostate or breast cancer. It's not even going to be to tell people to stop smoking or to eat better. Instead, it's going to be a massive campaign to convince people to support government-run health care. And that strikes me as being one of the most foolish uses of anti-cancer spending that we've ever seen in this country.
Put into context what the health outcomes are for people with cancer under national healthcare systems and in the United States and other not-so-national healthcare systems.
Well, there's no doubt that if you look at things like five-year survival rates for all types of cancer combined or for even the most prevalent types of cancer, the survival rates are better in the United States than they are elsewhere in the world. Now, some people can quibble about these statistics and say, well, we do more screening. Others would counter with, well, we have a higher incidence, and that's why the screening picks them up. But the bottom line is that if you come down with cancer, this is the country you want to be in. Look, I'm a cancer survivor, and I know the type of quality of treatment that you get in this country that's not available, say, in Canada or Britain.
Part of that number, five-year cancer survival rates, has to have something to do with the detection, the point at which in the development of cancer that it is detected.
Sure. And the American Cancer Society for years has urged people to get screened. You should get your mammograms. You should get a colon screening and so on. These things can have a significant impact both on prolonging life and on quality of life. But, you know, if we go to a type of national healthcare system where they have a global budget and they're rationing the availability of care, those type of screening processes are among the first things to go. For example, people are more likely to get screened for various types of cancer in the United States than they are in Canada, let's say. It is basically the diagnostic tests and drug therapies that are the most likely to be rationed, not so much surgery. You generally get those in pretty much any country.
It seems like an association like this should have to offer some rationale for making a decision to promote this specific healthcare reform, have they?
Well, not that I've seen, other than the fact that they're concerned that people who are uninsured in this country are not getting the most advanced cancer care, which is probably true. And certainly those people, we'd like to see them get insurance. But whether or not that type of care would be available in a government-run healthcare system is extremely concerning. And I think particularly an organization like the American Cancer Society needs to answer to its donors. People have been contributing to this organization believing it does things to promote research on preventing cancer or research or advertising campaigns to tell people to be healthy and get your screenings and so on. I'm not sure people are donating to the American Cancer Society to get the Obama healthcare agenda through Congress.
Mike Tanner is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. His recent op-ed, Government and Cancer, is at cato.org.